the spirit stood and pointed down at one of the graves. Scrooge was strangely afraid.
"Before I look more closely at that gravestone," he said, "answer me one question. Are these the shadows of the things that will be? Or are they only shadows of the things that may be?"
Without replying, the ghost pointed silently down at the grave. Scrooge moved slowly towards it, and following the finger, read on the stone his own name. Ebenezer Scrooge.
"Am I that man who was lying on the bed?"
he cried. The spirit pointed from the grave to him and back again.
"No, spirit! Oh, no, no!"
The finger was still there. Scrooge fell to the ground in front of the ghost, holding its long, dark robe.
"Spirit, listen. I am a changed man. I have learnt my lesson from you, spirits. Why show me this terrible end if there is no hope for me?"
For the first time, the hand appeared to shake.
"Good spirit, tell me that my future will change if I change my life now."
The kind hand shook again.
"I will remember the past and think of the future. I will be good to other people. I will keep Christmas in my heart and will try to be kind and cheerful and merry every day. Oh, tell me, I can clean away the writing on this stone."
Wildly he caught the ghostly hand and held it for a moment. But the spirit was stronger than him and pulled its hand away. Just then Scrooge noticed that something strange was happening to the spirit. It was getting smaller and smaller. And suddenly it became a bedpost.